Wood here. I'm at the Imagine Center with my trainer, Sean Kephart, and we're talking about an article I read this morning about a lot of people doing staycations. I'm out of breath because we're at the gym and I'm in between sets. And I wanted to talk to Sean a little bit about this idea of staying in town and instead of just lazing around the house, actually doing something about your health and fitness. And a lot of people apparently are beginning to do these intensive workouts with personal trainers and, you know, taking care of themselves for a week and really jump-starting their physical fitness. Do you think that's a good idea, Sean?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, most people, again, like kind of like you said, when they have these short vacations, they just kind of sit around and don't do anything. Their energy levels go down. They're not feeling very active. They're not feeling very energized. And, you know, anything we can do to really bring more health and wellness into someone's lifestyle, even if it is just for a short week and it's kind of a small, kind of an intensive immersion burst, is a very, very great idea.
I think it kind of is exciting because I think a lot of the time it's just getting started that is the problem. And if you only go once or twice a week, it can feel hard to feel the momentum. I think once you, like, work out 5 days in a row, you start to already feel a little bit of an impact, don't you?
Well, the amazing thing, too, is that if someone really comes in and buys all in, right now I have probably about 20 clients who are currently doing this right now. And they come in and say, you know what, we never worked out before, we've never been in the gym before, but we have about 7 to 10 days off, but we're in town visiting our family, and our family's working out with you, and we would love to go ahead and take 7 to 10 days and really work out almost every day, get on a good nutritional program, learn a lot of healthy habits from you, and see what we can do. And a lot of my people that are doing that are losing 7, 10, 12 pounds in their first 7 to 10 days, which again is very powerful, is very motivating, and they're building momentum so that when they go back to their regular life, whether it be at work or going back to where they're from, and carrying that momentum with them, realizing, hey, if I just start moving in 10 days, I lost 10 pounds. That's amazing. Now, if I continue this and make it part of my lifestyle 2 or 3 days a week and eating and making good choices, I can go ahead and continue that. So it's very, very powerful.
And I've had a lot of viewers asking me, okay, what have you been doing? I had another question today I was going to post an answer to. But basically, in a nutshell, what have I been doing since January?
Absolutely nothing. We've been eating Twinkies and talking about social media stuff. Well, we talked about before is, you know, again, changing your lifestyle and realizing that if you keep doing what you have been doing, you're going to get exactly what you got. And the great thing about health and wellness is that it's not very hard to add into your lifestyle. I tell our clients there's 168 hours in a week, and if you can take 3 of those, you can maximize the other 165. So what we're doing with you is we're having you doing good 3 resistance training workouts a week with a little bit of cardio, and also changing nutritional habits to make sure that you're eating small, frequent meals, good proteins, good carbohydrates, good fats, not depriving yourself in any way whatsoever, but at the same time giving your body exactly what it needs. And then also the key to that as well, because we're not just doing a diet, we're doing a lifestyle change. The key is it's not just changing the way you eat, but then creating a demand on the body for the food. Very, very, very important. And we create that demand on the body for the food by the workouts. So now you're working out, you're burning energy, you're burning calories, and they're recovering and giving your body exactly what it needs, no more, no less, by a good structured nutritional program.
Well, it is a really commitment, but it's a great commitment, but it's one that I've seen amazing results from right from the start, which was the key for me. I was one of those folks struggling with the motivation, and it's really been helpful to me, and I hope other folks have their chance, whether it's on a staycation or however else they can get around to doing it, to try out a personal trainer. Ballpark for people, because I know everyone tries to play the numbers game about can I afford this or how can I do this, what would it cost people in this area to get a trainer?
Okay, well, you know, there are a lot of different prices out there, but like almost anything else, you pay for, you know, you get what you pay for. With us, again, we do a whole inclusive immersion program, which is going to be, got some basketball sirens right there. That's going to be our nutrition, our training, you know, support online, all this kind of thing. So for a good, well-rounded training program, you're looking right about $60 an hour for a personal trainer.
Okay.
And again, please remember this too. There's a lot of difference in personal trainers. Some people are great. They're professional. This is their living. This is their career. They have the heart of a teacher. They love helping and training people. And then there's some people who just love being in the gym and flexing their muscles. And they call themselves a trainer. Be very careful. And actually, if you're looking for more tips on how to choose your trainer, you can go to my website, SeanKephart.com, and I'm sure Amy will link it off of here as well, and you can go and check that out. But really about $60 an hour, and again, but another great option is this. Let's say, you know, most people want to go on a staycation, they're meeting a friend, they're going out with their husband, their wife, their family. So there's also different options too. If you want to get involved with another person, or your husband, your wife, or a spouse, or a family, to actually bring the cost down per person. Right now we have a family of 5 working out for a week for 7 days, doing 5 workouts, it's coming out to about $25 a person, you know. So because again, you know, that's a great way to stay.